Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everybody, welcome to the latest episode of All Too Real 2 Podcast. My name is Michael E. Cullen II, and with me, as always, is...
That's me, Cryptofer Encarta.
That is a great name. I got a question for you to start this out.
Okay.
Oh, first off, well-coin to the podcast.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Yeah, we gotta well-coin everybody. Mm-hmm. And, secondly, have you thought about moving anywhere, like, in your life? Like, you know?
Yeah. There's, like, this island I heard about that's, like an anarcho-capitalist utopia where, you know, there's like, really no rules and all of the currency is digital and it can't be regulated in any way, and somehow that's going to be great. I've heard about that place.
Yes, so have I. And I believe it's called Disneyland.
Oh, okay.
Wait, that's not right.
No.
No, I got something wrong in there.
They take credit cards there, though.
Oh, they do, don't they?
Yeah, I think. I mean, I don't know. I've never been, but I think so.
I've been, but it was not to Disneyland. I've been to Disney World, but that was like,
oh, okay,
that was like 20 years ago. So, you know, yeah. Yeah. So today, which you know, happens to fall recently, close to the trial of Sam Bankman-Fried. Who is a crypto scammer who has been indicted or whatever, not indicted, he's been found guilty for his FTX cryptocurrency, where he basically bilked people out of their money and then spent it on a bunch of shit for himself and invested in businesses and all this other stuff through his crypto company of some sort. I don't even understand what crypto is, so I kind of do,
A lot of people who claim to understand it really understand it.
Exactly. But yeah, he recently had a trial. He's got another trial. Actually, it's another trial scheduled in March of 2024 for 5 charges, including bank fraud and bribery.
Oh, wow.
But he, on November 2nd of 2023, he was found guilty on all 7 counts of, basically he had 7 counts of, related to this, like with fraud and bank fraud, yeah. And yeah, basically stealing money and all of that in, you know, more human terms than what the legal bullshit is. So yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, so crypto sounds like a great place to stake your imaginary flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yep. Yeah, mm-hmm, gotta love it. So there was this idea of this real place that these crypto people wanted to create called Cryptoland on an island in Fiji, that they were going to basically make their own land and government and everything there for crypto people to enjoy.
I'm surprised that didn't work out.
No, it didn't. Really quick, do you want to listen to something? I'm going to play this.
Sure.
It's a 56 second description of what Cryptoland was going to be.
Okay.
From their YouTube channel.
What is Cryptoland? Cryptoland is a real-life crypto island NFT project. It will be a physical location with co-working zones, incubators, a hotel, restaurants, conference areas, and many more amazing facilities for crypto enthusiasts to thrive, and you can be a part of it. Most people in crypto struggle with transitioning to a full-time crypto lifestyle, often because they're isolated. And that's the big problem Cryptoland aims to solve. The vision is to provide the perfect environment to meet industry leaders, build valuable relationships, access insider information, and find the best opportunities so you can successfully reach your goals and live a better life. CryptoLand's team has been working on it for several years. Some of the plans have already been approved, and some of the most forward-thinking figures are strong supporters of this new international hub. It'll become the number one crypto destination in the world for people like you to come live, work, and have fun.
Yeah, okay.
It sounds like a cult to me. And,
yeah.
And in the video, when they talk about, you know, people like you feel isolated, they show this guy, like, in this dark room sitting by a laptop. It's just like, creepy as fuck.
I mean, it does have to be a boring life if, like, that's all you're doing all day is you're just sitting in front of a computer, you're just trading crypto all day. Like, oh, I gotta go buy this coin, and then 10 minutes later, I gotta then sell that coin because it's made more value, and then I gotta trade it with another coin and just do that throughout the entire day. I mean, like,
and then
yeah,
then you forget to eat and bathe, and yeah.
I mean, I would be depressed if that's what I did, you know? I mean, yeah, you might be able to make a lot of money if you're really, really smart at that, but it doesn't seem like much of a life. So I guess
it's basically gambling, in my opinion.
It is.
I guess it's kind of similar to like the stock exchange, but still, it's like, I don't know, it just seems like
it's similar, but the thing
with crypto though is there's nothing to back you up. Like, if you have money in a bank, you've got the like FDIC to like back you up. Like if somebody, you know, hacks your debit card and buys some, you know, random shit online or something, you can dispute the charges. Or even with stocks, like if, you know, something happens there, there's ways to dispute things. This there isn't.
You don't really have that with crypto. I mean, they did finally make a coin that's tethered to the US dollar. It's called USDT.
Yeah.
And that's been, I don't know, a couple of years, maybe a few years. And but like even so, it doesn't really matter that much. Like you could buy a USDT coin, which what's the point? Because it's just tethered to the US dollar, doesn't really do anything.
Yeah, why don't you just get cash, you know?
Because sometimes with these, you know, lesser known tokens, because apparently there's like some jargon where something has to go through a certain phase in order for it to be considered a coin, and anything below that is called a token. I don't really know
what
the difference. And so sometimes you would have to go through like certain exchanges to like even buy like one of these lesser known cryptocurrencies. Like you'd have to go to like, you know, I don't know, Binance or something like that.
Yeah.
Which I think is shut down. That was a Chinese owned crypto exchange. I think that's that got shut down. But and then you'd go buy the USDT, and then you would then from there use that to then buy some lesser known cryptocurrency that you would hope would then rise in value. I mean, the whole thing is just stupid.
Yeah, it's insane. And so their idea to try to present this to people was to make a rudimentary Pixar, not quite as good, obviously, style movie that looks like something that would be for children about cryptocurrency and this crypto land. And it was like 10 minutes long, and we watched it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
And for some reason, those 10 minutes have ruined my life.
Yeah, I watched it twice, and
oh boy,
you know how I found about it, right? So I was watching Rayvanna. She's either contributor to the Young Turks.
Oh yeah,
got her up. Mm-hmm. And I was watching her Twitch live stream one day, and her and some of her friends were reacting to this video.
Yeah,
and I was like, I was like, this is a real thing. So I went on YouTube to search for it, and like, yeah, I found the whole thing, and I'm like, oh my god, this is, yeah, you're right. I mean, it does look like it's for children. Like, you even got like the mascot is like the Bitcoin, and he's like acting all like he's trying to be Robin Williams from Aladdin or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's weird why they would make it so like kid-like, you know, when this is supposed to be about crypto. Like,
yeah, I mean, it wants to be Aladdin. And then on top of that, they have like these song and dance numbers in there randomly, which I'm not sure how they didn't get sued, because one of them was was basically a parody of, maybe it's because it's parody so they don't get in trouble, but it was basically a parody of "You're the One That I Want" from Grease.
Yeah, because the harmonies were just a little bit different during the chorus.
Were they okay? And then the other one was Prince Ali from Aladdin. Speaking of Aladdin, it was the music.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was completely the music from that. So.
It kind of reminds me of that movie Thieving, where they just used the music from Avatar.
Yeah.
Put it in there, it's the music.
And somehow, you know, I mean, I guess the thing is, it's like, there's no point. I guess you could put a cease and desist on this, but there's no point for the studios to like sue the people that made Thieven or the people that made Crypto Land.
Yeah, this, you know, this was supposed to be like a utopia for crypto people, and their YouTube channel only has like 5,000 subscribers or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think the video itself only has like 20,000 views. Like other videos about this video have like a million or hundreds of thousands of views, but not the video itself.
Jeez.
And just people reacting and talking about it. And I don't think this was very successful endeavor on their part. And like the other thing too is, you know, this was supposed to be like an introduction, like to get people to, I guess, join or something, but it's so full of jargon that only people who were like into crypto would like really understand. Like they were like talking about like shit coins.
Yeah,
that's basically, you know, what it describes is basically people who will, they'll try to buy what is considered a shit coin because they don't really expect it to really go anywhere, but what they are hoping for is that they're gonna buy a bunch and just kind of wait on it for like a few hours, and then if it like jumps up like 300%, that are just like sell it right away because they don't really expect that it's gonna like really, they're not gonna hold what they call holding on to it. They're not gonna like there is that as like the investment, you know.
There's also a scene at this restaurant that they're at where there's a bowl on the table that says rat poison.
Yeah, and, I don't even know what that was about.
Okay, I looked it up because I was curious.
Okay,
it's based on a quote from Warren Buffett who said that investing in I'm paraphrasing here, but basically saying that investing in cryptocurrency is like taking rat poison.
Oh wow.
So yeah.
So what are they then saying that
it's like this thing feels like a satire. It doesn't even feel like they're trying to promote it.
Yeah, that's why I'm wondering, like, so are they saying that crypto is rat poison? Like and like there's like this one part where they're at like a pinball machine, and there was this there's the scam called BitConnect a while back, and there was this guy like a hype man, and that's pretty much what he does for a living. He's done a whole bunch.
Yeah, that bald guy. I can't remember his name, but yeah.
Yeah, he's done like Ponzi schemes and all kinds of stuff, and that was just one of them. And it was pretty much just like a pyramid scheme. It was like, you know, get your friends and family involved to invest, and you know, you'll make a lot of money. And then of course, you know, it didn't really happen. And so it's weird because like they're trying to like promote like almost like Bitcoin like specifically, because they're like saying like, oh, don't fall for the scam, or don't fall for this thing, like they're trying to be like cautious or whatever, or trying to like, you know, convince people to like be quote safe, you know, which I'm not really sure how safe crypto is anyway, like even with Bitcoin the main one, you know. Because, you know, I don't know, it just seems weird to me, like this thing called the blockchain that is public and that anyone, you know, can access and read it if they know how to look for it.
Yeah,
and somehow that's supposed to be more secure than like a bank account.
Yeah, that's double encrypted at least. And
like I don't think a random person could just decide one day to like look into my bank account like without hacking it, like just knowing enough information, you know what I mean? Like
unless they're specifically trying to hack you, they're not going to be able to do it. Or unless they like hack Huntington Bank or whatever whoever you bank with, you know, then they might be able to find it. But it's
I guess their logic is that since there's, you know, so many millions of transactions going on every day, all day, that it would be virtually impossible to pick out a single individual. And it's like, but the thing is, like, technology is always evolving. So, like, at some point, they would be able to figure that out and be like, oh, this person bought heroin off the dark web, you know, or whatever, you know?
Yeah, and speaking of dark things.
Okay.
So, in a since deleted tweet on the official CryptoLand Twitter account.
Okay.
Somebody asked them what the age of consent would be on the island.
Okay.
And their response was, mental maturity should be more than enough, winky face.
Okay.
Yeah, and the actual age of consent in Fiji is 16, but still, mental maturity should be more than enough is what they said, with a winky face emoji.
It might be some joke because they're always saying, like, libertarians are always, like, obsessed with consent, and, like, so I don't know if that that person was like playing up that, like, haha, that's part of the joke, you know.
Yeah, but regardless about, you know, on a thing where you can't read intent,
yeah,
that is totally not something cool to put.
Something not to joke about. Anything to do with, even if you try to be edgy, just don't do it.
Yeah, don't.
But that's crypto for you. That's
so so basically this short film, though, the plot in like three steps is basically this dude Christopher arrives on crypto land in a shot that's like stolen from Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
he's like landing in a helicopter on that, and he meets his friend who is an anthropomorphic coin whose name is Connie.
Uh-huh.
And voiced by somebody who thinks they're Robin Williams but is not. They have about as much talent as Robin Williams has right now. Oh, I'm sorry. That was too soon. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and he says, well, coin, yeah. The crypto.
Yeah, well, coin. There's like all these stupid puns that I get like two or three of, but the rest of the puns are probably like something you would get if you're a crypto investor, you know. But
so many. It's like it almost seems like, well, I guess in a sense it was kind of made for them because it's about getting them moved to crypto land. So I guess it's really not made for a beginner who doesn't really know much about crypto.
Yeah, but my whole thing though too with it, I mean though, is like I guess, you know, some of the people that are involved in crypto or younger and maybe like cartoons, and I'm not saying that you have to be younger to like cartoons, but putting something in the style of like, you know, cheap Pixar is like not the style you'd think that you'd want to show to people that are wanting to invest in this land, you know. Yeah. You think it would be something more more professional, like some kind of, I mean, kind of like the 56 second video that I played you.
Yeah, was that like part of the trailer or something?
It was just, it's their trailer for their YouTube channel, but it's like 56 second video, and all it is like you know, just it's got like stock footage of people on beaches and in whatever they're talking about, you know. So yeah. But it's professionally made and seems like something that I guess you could, you know, if you're into that shit, you know, it would maybe sell you on it. But this 10-minute animated movie with a talking coin, not really something I think that would sell a human being.
Yeah, it almost seems like AI made this.
Yeah,
like by itself, just because of like, I don't know, like I remember like there's just parts of it that didn't make any sense. Well, I mean, none of it makes any sense, but like when they're at the crypto restaurant and apparently you have to go and pick up your own utensils because they don't just give it to you at the restaurant. You gotta go and grab one fork because apparently there's only one fork. So I guess the wait staff are very good at crypto land, but you need that to set up the weird romance that
the meet cute.
Yeah, the meet cute between I don't remember her name, Alexa or something like that. I don't remember. Alexa, because I thought AI whatever, but
yeah,
and then he's like, oh, that's okay, I'm not really a fan of forks or something. And then the coin guy, Connie, whatever, is like, oh man, like you know you don't got any game, bro, or whatever. I don't know. And then I don't know, like if they really wanted to make this into like a movie, it should have been like 20 minutes long, not 10.
Yeah,
but I don't think taking 20 minutes it is.
And it shouldn't have been animated, in my opinion.
Yeah, just have like, you know, some actors in there.
You could have the money that they spent on the animation, they probably could have done some kind of CGI to like show some of these places with a green screen or something, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, not saying that the quality is that great, but it could have at least shown like, you know, a rudimentary green screen sort of thing behind them, and it probably would have still sold better than a talking coin guiding you around an island with, you know, your fucking every average day guy named Christopher who is way too excited about everything.
Yeah, like he's like genuinely like excited about this. Like the other thing too is it seems like him and Connie already know each other.
Yeah,
so like they're like, they didn't really explain that, so I don't know where they met originally.
Well, basically, okay, the backstory is that when Christopher was down on his luck before he discovered cryptocurrency, he was living on the streets of San Francisco. And one day he was, you know, panhandling for some change, and this coin dropped into his cup. He looked down and he's like, you're my new friend. I'm going to name you Connie. And then he kept Connie with him all this time. And one day he made a wish that his friend Connie would become real. And then Connie became his guide and his mentor. in life and taught him all about cryptocurrency. And that's a better story than this 10-minute movie.
It is. And also, so you can see, like, this is all hallucination of crypto fur. Like, he went insane and he's just imagining all this going on. And yeah, he calls him crypto fur at one point.
Yeah.
This movie. And then there's really nothing else to it. I mean, he just shows him around different places. And then at the end, there's like these birds that are like hackers and they stole the wallet of the woman, whatever her name is.
I wasn't understanding why seagulls are the hackers.
I don't know. I just thought it would be cool, I guess. And then because of her, quote, hard wallet, which is pretty much just like a USB drive.
Yeah.
And they got the bird to drop it by crypto for saying, oh, it's okay, Bitcoin's dead anyway. So the bird's like, oh, well, I don't want this because I'm not going to make money from it. You get it? So then he dropped the wallet.
Yeah.
Then Alexa or whatever name thanks him. And then they go off on, what was it, Crypto Kitty?
A Crypto something? Kitty, which was like a big blow-up boat or something.
Yeah, and then that's the end of the movie right there.
Like fireworks. And
so basically what they're saying is that you're going to find your true love if you go to Crypto Land, and then the restaurant is going to intentionally only put out so much silverware that you yourself have to get.
And according to their tweet, your true love can be like any age. Well, as long as they have the mental maturity. I guess
that's unfortunate, but and, you know, right there, the island should be shut down and set on fire. But
speaking of that, it's basically like Firefest, but on a fucking
pretty much Firefest, but at least Firefest people actually went to. I mean, I don't think anyone even showed up to this island.
Yeah, and because they never like built anything. I don't think it's like they were still having people invest in the land. And all they got was like permits, and that was about it. Done.
So maybe they just bought the land for themselves, and then now they just live on this island, Fiji.
Just got a hut. They're like, you know, recreating Gilligan's Island there or something. You know,
that would be a good scam. Like, get everyone to invest in this island, and then it doesn't work, and you're like, you just buy it for yourself. Like, oh, I guess I'll just live here alone now. You know, it sucks, and then you have a whole island to yourself.
It's like the modern day version of the producers. You got like, you know, Bialystok and Bloom doing this or something. You know, it'd be great.
Yeah. Oh, this person 50%. You know, that person 80%. You know, that person 40%. He's like, no way out. Yeah. No way out. No way out. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was quite possibly the worst thing I've ever seen in my life, by the way. But yeah.
I mean, like you said, Chris's Vacation 2 is better than it.
It's much longer and at least has a plot. And it actually has real people living on an island.
Yeah. This island. Yeah, exactly. I mean, they get lost on it.
Yeah.
And, pretty much like Gilligan's Island is what they were copying off of.
Oh,
and I mean, I would watch that movie twice in a row over watching Cryptoland. Maybe they'll make a part two, and this one is like Cryptoland Electric Boogaloo, and this time they're just like on like a sandbar or something like that, and where they're lost at sea on a raft.
I have a feeling in the sequel, Connie becomes evil. Because he had shades of that in this. And I think he's going to, like, you know, become like a Freddy Krueger type character and just start killing people.
Yeah, because at one point he was like, I'm going to kick Bernie Madoff's ass in some arcade game. And he got really aggressive all of a sudden. It was weird.
Yeah,
like, he does kind of jump from, like, animated, like, he's really happy, and then, like, he'll just get really mad all of a sudden. Like, there's really no, like, there's no transition, you know, between emotions.
It's like at the beginning, like, Christopher asks him, he's like, show me the best thing here. And he's like, I saved the best for last.
Yeah, he's like, no. I mean, tell you the truth, I'm with Connie in that, though. It's like, you know, you have a whole tour planned.
Well, I mean,
you know,
it's like you have dessert at the end of your meal.
Yeah, why start with the best? Because then you're going to move backwards and everything's going to seem less cool.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I understand Connie's perspective on that, but
yeah, just the way he said it though was kind of creepy.
I know, he was really mad at crypto for, he's like, you know,
I thought at one point that he was gonna, you know, just go out to that crypto kitty and just kill Christopher and the girl,
sink it or something. Yeah. Or kill the woman because he wants Christopher all to himself. Kind of like reminds me of like Miss Minutes from Loki a little bit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, you know, a talking anthropomorphic, well, somewhat anthropomorphic being, you know, Cloud, yeah. In this case, Wayne.
Have you watched the latest season?
No, I haven't watched the last three episodes. I only watched the first three.
But you did see the turn in her character, though?
Well, sort of. I mean, episode three was the last one I watched.
Yeah.
So
I think that was when it happened. But yeah, it's like, yeah. I'm not ruining anything, but you know, it's like the all kind of sometimes sweet, sometimes creepy sort of thing is what Miss Minutes is, you know. So
yeah,
it's like even at the beginning. So yeah, it's like crazy.
So I would like to watch a sequel to this where Bitcoin like completely plummets, and then it's just Cryptofer and Connie are like homeless. They're just like living on the streets and like they're just like scrounging around for like their next meal. Yeah. And
I think we should make the prequel and the sequel, and they basically are about the same.
Yeah, the prequel and the sequel. And then like, and in part two, both of them like become like really embittered. And then now they're like anti-crypto activists. So like now they're like actively trying to like tank other coins and make people lose all their money. Just because that's what happened to them. And like they become like underground anti-crypto activists who like are just actively trying to undermine the whole crypto concept in the world or whatever.
Yeah.
That would be kind of mean. And it would be like, and like whatever, and like sometimes like maybe they'll like actually like even like kill like some of like the really big time crypto guys. And right before it, Connie will go, hey, 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 you know, like the BitConnect thing. And then it has like a knife or whatever. And it's got like the Bitcoin logo like on the blade or whatever. That would be kind of interesting.
Could be like, I don't know, like a post-apocalyptic sort of movie where
it's, yeah.
And call it Crypto World.
Yeah, instead of Crypto Lands, Crypto World. Yeah, I call it Crypto World. And then it's basically like what happened to the world because crypto took over actual money. And it just plummeted the entire world economy. So like every place is like a wasteland now. And now it's like just Connie and Cryptofer are like the leaders of like the resistance, and they're just like hardened soldiers at this point where they just hate anything to do with crypto, and so they're just on like a murderous rage spree, you know.
And in this version's not animated.
No, this one's just regular. Or well, maybe crypto, maybe Connie might be
animated. Connie might be, but who do you think should play in this version? I'm really thinking Chris Pratt should be Christopher. Because he's everything.
Yeah. Huh. Why not? I mean, I think it'll be. His name is Chris as well. And then, you know, it's Cryptofer. And then,
yeah.
Or you could just have Connie just be like a guy in like a suit, like just dressed as a. You could just have that. And then it turns out this whole time that's what Connie was. He was just like a mascot and dressed up in a, you know, costume. And then they're like, you know, you got any change, mister, or whatever? Or I don't know, just like puns that have to do with like currency or.
Got any change?
Right.
And then he's just like, change comes from within.
Yeah, and then he shoots them or whatever with like a machine. I don't know. Or then like, why not? Yeah, you can totally do this. And then like they go to like all these like, you know, underground like places where like people are trading like crypto like with like thousands of computers or whatever. They like just go and like storm these buildings, like shoot all the computers or whatever. Like you're not trading on life today or whatever. I don't know. I have to come up with something. You know?
Then we get into like the real future, like later on, where everything you know has been crypto for decades and nobody remembers real money anymore. And then somebody comes up with the idea for like, you know what we should do? We should like print out numbers on paper and just start using those as the currency.
Yeah. And people are like what? Like it's a new concept to them. They're like, whoa. It's like, yeah, the cool thing about this is that when you buy something, it doesn't, you know, become attached to your name because you can just buy it. Cash, like, like what? Like that's like freedom. It's like, yeah, that's what that was before you guys came up with crypto. You said it was freedom, but it was the exact opposite of freedom. Because now it's on a public blockchain. So if you ever bought like drugs off the internet, for example. That's there forever, you know. I mean, the drugs might be gone at that point. They can't really hit you on that, but they know you bought them. So good job, you know. And
oh boy.
Oh boy, yeah.
So, yeah, humanity is going to die. Anyway, so, yeah. Wait.
Yeah.
Anyways, any other final thoughts here on this marvelous piece of art?
No, just I do not recommend watching it at all.
Yeah.
No, don't do it. It's a waste of time. Stupid, boring, and it's not fun.
Yeah.
Animate sucks.
I will tell them one thing. They got the nice little shine and sheen on Connie pretty done pretty well.
That was yeah, he was shiny. I did like that aspect of it.
I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking, too, about the fact that they hired people to make this.
Yeah, voice actors.
And I'm sure everybody involved wasn't, like, into crypto. At least I doubt, you know, that everybody involved. So there was somebody along the way that's making this and being like, what the fuck am I doing?
They're like, yeah, this is a paycheck, but it's completely ridiculous. And probably just like anything to do with crypto, it's probably completely unorganized and unregulated. Mm-hmm. So there was like no one knew what they were doing every day, any day of the week when they were working.
And I mean, also, and I don't blame people, though. If they need a paycheck, they need a paycheck. And I really hope that they paid them in actual fucking money and not crypto.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I got something better than cash. Let's go buy, you know, fucking rabbit coin or, you know, that's what pisses me off. So, like, some people accidentally get rich off crypto. And, like, so there was this guy, he went on Coinbase, and that's like one of the main crypto exchanges. Like, that's, like, quote, the safest one, even though, again, how safe is it? Who knows? But, like, that's kind of, like, the go-to one. And then they had this thing where they would allow you to just, like, let them just pick, like, a coin at random. If you just put some money in, like, hey, you know, we could just choose one for you if you want, or you can, you know, you can invest in any one particular if you want. So this guy, he threw in like $25, and then they randomly picked something called like Rabbit Coin.
Yeah,
the guy became a trillionaire overnight because of how much percent that coin rise.
Did he cash it out?
I don't know. Hopefully he did. And so it's like some people accidentally get filthy rich from that, and that's part of the allure of it is that it's because of capitalism, because most people don't make enough money and they can't invest. They don't have enough money to invest to really make a lot of money, so they go to crypto hoping that they'll cash in, you know.
I mean, it's basically the same concept of your uncle who goes to the Quick Stop every week and buys a scratch off hoping that he's going to win a bunch of money or something, you know.
Yeah. It's sad, but that's what it is. It's basically because most people they don't make enough money, and you know, they can't save enough money, and even if they have a sizable, you know, savings, take them decades to get to that point, and with just nothing going wrong, that would make them have to deplete their savings to like pay for like an expensive surgery or something, you know, or whatever. And even then, you know, you're really not going to be making that much money off of, you know, your investments. Like, let's say, you know, you have $100,000 to invest, okay? And let's say, you know, every year you're going to get like 8% return on your investment. That's $8,000 a year. That's not, I mean, you know,
it's not enough to live on.
And so like, yeah, if you cashed out every year, yeah, if you kept it in there, then it would accrue interest on top of that. But still, it's still really not a lot of money. But how many people do you know have $100,000 just sitting around to invest? Almost nobody has that, you know? So,
I do, but I just don't tell anybody about it.
Well, that's okay.
I'm joking.
And so people go to crypto, you know, hoping that, you know, they're going to find the right coin or, you know, or the right token or whatever, and they're going to, or hold or hodl or whatever the phrase is, HODL, which means hold on for dear life. Yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I guess, I mean, the concept of cryptocurrency, and I mean, it might just be, who knows if it'll ever really take off or become something, but it's like, I understand like investing in stocks or something like that, but this seems like gambling more to me. It's like, it's basically like, you know, playing the slots or something. It's because there's not something physically there. Like, I can understand, like, if I'm investing in like Ford, you know, and they at least make cars, that's something physical that I understand that people buy, you know. That I can understand, like, the economy goes up and down on that, but still, it just seems like when you're investing in this, it's like there's no physical thing there. That's why it's just weird to me.
Yeah, like, they're not building anything, they're not making a product. Like, the coin itself is the product, and so it just becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy where it's like, if people think this is gonna make money, then it makes money just because that's what people decide makes money.
thing.
I guess, so I guess it's the same thing as collecting baseball cards or Pokemon cards or something, you know? It's like...
But those actually have more...
But you still, even with that, though, you still physically... I physically have a Don Mattingly baseball card or a Pikachu or whatever, you know? You don't... you know, so...
And, like, yeah, those actually have people... actually will buy those, you know. Same thing goes with NFTs, because they mentioned that in the video too, but they barely mentioned it. But and that's even worse than crypto coin, because that's just like a picture that you now own, and people could just take screenshots of it, and like, you're like, oh, you can't do that, I own this picture. Oh, too bad.
Yeah,
I mean, when a million people take screenshots of your ownership, what do you gotta do? You gotta sue a million people? You gotta sue a billion people? How are you gonna do that?
Something like that, you know? Something like that. I have a little bit more, I guess, currency in to the idea of, because of the fact that an artist creates something, even half the time though they're shit, you know, looking, but like if there's an actual like item that somebody created, and I know that sometimes people like I've heard where like there's like a whole downloadable album or of music or like a movie or something like that, that then you own it if you buy it or whatever. Because I mean, like Kevin Smith did something with a movie one time where it was an NFT, but at least there's still a product there, even if it is something I can screenshot or you know download if I know how to hack or something. But it's still at least something there. I don't know. It's just like with Bitcoin or something, it's not really anything there.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I think with that is like, you know, the artist will get a lot of money off of that. That I'm fine with. Like if somebody, you know, makes a movie or an album or a painting and it becomes an NFT, even if it's just online and only one person owns it, the artist got paid.
Yeah, like that, you know, that meme with that girl who's like looking at like a burning house or whatever.
Oh yeah, her family's rich as hell.
Yeah, they sold that for like $500,000 or something like that. And then and so like, yeah, it's just really interesting, but it is like gambling, and it is really just people, you know, who are either desperate or maybe they're on like a cocaine binge and just like really confident, like, yeah, let's go all in on shitcoin number 3. I've got to throw 50 grand into it and hope that it becomes a billionaire overnight, and then they find out that they lost their entire life savings or whatever.
Yeah, because it's basically kind of like it is like gambling, which is it's an addiction and a high. So you know, just like meth is or something, or cocaine or whatever. So yeah, I guess that's about all we have to say about that.
Yeah,
people, if you want to help us out right now, there's like a few ways that you can. If you really like the show, go to our Patreon and you know, become a member, and we'll get some new stuff up there. Once you're a member, just, you can even suggest stuff to us, you know, and we'll do it. Not really, not within reason. I'm not gonna walk down the street naked wearing a chicken suit without any pants or something. I just gave somebody an idea now. Oh no.
I mean, you might do the ice skating, the John Cool Sack.
Johnny Cool Sack. Yeah. By the way, John Cusack, if you happen to be listening, I love you, man.
Yeah.
Keep fighting the good fight. You're a good guy. I'm not going to say why. Another way that you can help us right now, besides, you know, subscribing to all of our social media and sharing the show and all that good stuff, but one way that we will love you forever is if you live in the United States, you can vote for us. Go to the ToledoCityPaper.com. They have a best of 2023 on there. And you can vote for us for best podcast under the media section. So, and if we win that, then we win that.
Yeah.
And we can just say we won that, because it's no like prize or anything. But
yeah.
But we would love you forever, because that would be cool. That's all I have to say. Anything else here, Sesame?
Nope.
All right. Until next time, folks, just remember, I love you. Connie loves you, even though he wants to kill you. And of course, Sesame extra, extra duper duper loves you.
And Cryptofer loves you.
Yes. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening to All Too Real 2 podcast. A Cullen Park production. Produced and edited by Michael E. Cullen II. Music by Matthew Hawes. Subscribe and share the show. Visit us at cullenpark.com.